Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She leads a lonely life. Ace of Base.
She leads. Correct.
What year did this song come out?
90?
Tobin? I'm going to go 93. The correct answer is 92.
Damn.
Went over, so I guess you're off.
So, you know, I usually go on Twitter while I'm doing the show.
You wouldn't know, right? Based on how little you tweet.
That's very true.
Here's what I get from Jose in Miami. Mm. Just a simple, you know, winds are at 8 miles an hour. I'm like,
how much did you say?
Hey, Jose, 5. I said, Jose, you do realize I'm figuring out the wind by looking at leaves on trees.
He wants it accurate, dude.
Well, just let you know. Just wants it accurate.
Stop lashing out at him.
Let you know.
Let's mix it on up there, dude, at 8 miles per hour. All righty then. I got a quick idea for Heat game ups.
What's that?
I didn't lie to you. I'm going to utilize this time during Mixed Bag to present the idea of every time Nico and Kalel Ware enter the game, you know, there's music that can be played.
Yep.
I motion for game ops to begin playing this. It's all time!
It's all time!
It's all time!
Yeah!
Throwing a couple of these bad boys every time they make a block or something
like
that.
Good show, Home Improvement, man.
Good show.
Tool
Slept
Time.
On for sure. But
it's not like anywhere anymore, is it? Like, where the hell can you watch Tool Time?
Not
is it canceled?
Anywhere.
I don't. Well, you know, that's a good question.
No, you probably know. It's probably syndicated somewhere. But
someone's got to have
been
it.
On, like, he's been on like two other shows.
His other shows.
Another show.
His other show's out, right? Like what is that? Man of the something? I don't know.
Man, no, that one's over. He's doing a show now with
Shifting Gears,
the girl from Two Broke Girls.
Yes, yes, yes. It's called Shifting Gears.
And what's that on?
Yes.
ABC? It actually, what? It
premieres, when does it start? Monday?
Yeah, it premieres the 8th.
The 8th. So yeah. Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Apparently Home Improvement is on Disney Plus.
Is it? Okay, so he's not canceled. Idea.
Not canceled then.
All right. Well, you know, there you go. It's all time.
Here you go. Time?
Yeah.
Hey, with that. When you watch that show, which a lot of people watch.
Yeah.
How many times did you figure, I wonder what the hell that guy looks like? Because, see, you can't do that now because there's Google.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so you can just pull up cast.
You just
but back then,
you think that guy
for
was
years.
Was he even an actor or was he just like the producer of the show?
Sometimes no,
those he's because remember, like, back. Actor. Remember, like, you know who Steinbrenner was back in the Seinfeld? That was Larry David. You just never saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but he was not a. He was just a normal actor. And do you know what his name, his actual TV character name was?
They Wilson. Would call
it, they'd say Wilson, but his full name, Wilson Jr. He always had that advice.
Oh, good advice.
Yeah,
he always had that advice.
With just eyes.
Yeah. No, but I would never go to my neighbor for advice.
Especially if I couldn't see his face.
Yeah.
Like, no, what?
Unless my neighbor was you.
I mean, my one neighbor, she's a very old Finnish woman, so.
Yeah.
We just talk about Barkov.
You guys know my neighbors. They come over when from across the street.
Best away player.
Is that really?
That's what she says.
Okay.
That's good. That is good. What do you got in the mixed bag here, Alexander Frolkov?
New year, same year.
I'm going to bring the vibes down for a second.
Oh,
while you're lying to you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, if you're Leroy, this is going to bother you. But if you're a Jets fan, this may be something that piqued your interest. Everyone has been wondering, is Aaron Rodgers going to play next year?
Wow.
Wow. This is...
You paid $50 million for, what, 200-300-yard games? Yeah. Nobody's complaining. You get what you get.
This is Ayahuasca Aaron on how he will decide if this is his last game or not.
Probably darkness again. No, I think I'm done with that. I won't be doing any darkness retreats this offseason. You know, whether you're in the midst of your career, you're a young player, middle of your career, whatever it is, you always need that break. This feels a lot like after kind of a rookie year, I would say, because the rookie year, you go from training and playing a season, then training the entire offseason to get ready for the combine, then going to a new team. And so there's no really any break. And I've talked to, you know, I remember Jordy Nelson got hurt a couple years in a row, and David Bakhtiari got, you know, like 3 years in a row of rehab. And I think you have to, until you've experienced the grind mentally and physically, that is, you can't quite relate. But now that I have, just feeling like you got to, you just rehabbing nonstop for a long amount of time kind of wears on you mentally. And so I think this will be really important to really to finish the point. I need a break mentally, you know, until I don't want to make a decision until I've been able to rest mentally and physically, because it really, since September 11th last year, feels like I've been rehabbing.
Respectfully, though, did he not go to Egypt in the middle of practices?
Yeah, he skipped training camp.
I will say this, that I told you when I said it was enough, when I was finally able to walk without a limp and camp started in a week. And I had been working all offseason.
Oh, so you were
2 years in a row.
You were rehabbing then.
I'm looking forward to Aaron.
Yeah, I had surgery the day after the season.
Oof.
And I was like, yikes.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to do a new thing, which is going to be a sun retreat, which is just where he goes into the desert and just stares into the sun.
Oh.
He goes, doctors are lying to you. You could stare all you want. Okay. Clears your mind.
Yeah. For the darkness to
clears your mind. It's like Aaron comes back. He just can't see anymore. Aaron, what happened? He goes, you know, I'm now seeing in a new light because I looked at too much light.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, great.
Seems like your corneas are fried, Aaron.
Aaron, are you just wearing sunglasses at all times? Well, I'm legally blind.
I literally cannot see.
I'm going to be the first blind quarterback.
It seemed like you couldn't see your receivers out there, Aaron.
You know, that was, who's the quarterback from Chicago back in the day?
McMahon.
I played with him in Cleveland.
What happened to him?
He had something wrong with his eyes. He wore sunglasses all the time.
Yeah, diabetes. Like,
well, Sperano had that because Sperano like hurt his eyes in a grease fire or something some grease got in his eyes. They're very damaged, so he always had to wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, of course.
Yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag, dude?
Oh, yes, of course. More in the mixed bag. We have from one quarterback who's won multiple MVPs to another on the brink of an MVP-like season. The numbers are up there. The top three candidates seem to be Josh Allen,
okay,
Lamar Jackson,
all right,
and Joe Burrow.
No Saquon Barkley?
Nah, you know, it's not a quarterback.
Yeah, it's not a quarterback. It's bogus. Okay. No running back's going to win that award.
You understand.
Breaking a 20, what?
Yeah. I mean, if he breaks Eric Dickerson's record, that's but still,
I think it's gonna be Josh Allen.
You think so?
Yeah,
man, but Lamar,
yeah, because they want new blood. Numbers.
New blood.
Maybe that's it. I mean, let's see. Does this week 18, Joe's gonna have an opportunity to potentially make the playoffs? Josh Allen's got it. He's not gonna play this last week, is he? They got it locked up.
No,
already.
I think Trubisky's playing.
And Lamar, I mean, Lamar has something to play for. He could have that one more dazzling experience.
Lamar's in a little place I like to call Giannisville.
Oh.
All right? Where he's getting playoff punished, so he's not going to win regular season awards until he wins in the playoffs.
Heard.
You know? So, like, Giannis won that. Remember the year where Giannis went back-to-back, and then he bounced him? They're like, all right, no more Giannis until you win. Then he won.
Then Joker
started doing Joker things.
Yeah.
You know? So... But then Joker, they were kind of the same. They're like, ah, should he win three in a row? Like, people get stupid with this stuff. They're like, should he win three in a row? And then you give it to Joel Embiid. Not that Joel Embiid wasn't great, but it's like, yeah, but Joker, no, we can't do it. Three in a row. Man. People got these stupid rules, you know? Remember the idiot who wouldn't vote, was it Jeter? He didn't vote Jeter for Hall of Fame. He goes, I don't think anybody should be unanimous. It's like, what?
That's your reasoning?
That's your, okay, great. Congratulations, dude.
Great player, but I don't think he should. Strange. Well, Joe Burrow answered the question on whether or not he was an MVP candidate.
Did you hear the MVP chants when you went off the field?
I did.
What were your thoughts?
I'll win one day.
You feel like this year might be your point or no?
I doubt it.
Why?
Usually you got to win your division.
Do you think like that's an outdated part of how it happens, or is it just something, it just kind of is what it is?
It is what it is. That's how it's voted. It is. I don't necessarily disagree with it, I would say.
You do think you'll get MVP one day, though?
One day.
All right. Joe Burrow, keeping it real. So cool. Short and sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're going to win your division.
One day.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know what? I like it from Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, so, hey, you better pay one of these receivers so I got a chance.
Right? That is not looking good over there. But I do think Jamar Chase gets the bag. I mean,
what about T. Higgins, though?
I don't think so. I think he's out.
See what he did there.
I saw it. It was amazing.
I mean,
look great in the Dolphins.
It's weird
uniform.
when you watch, you know, the Bengals, you're more aware of T. Higgins than Jamar Chase. It's weird. Like, because Jamar Chase will go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But on a consistent every series, T. Higgins almost seems like he makes as many big plays.
Both great.
Yeah.
Both great. What else you got, dude? I agree with Joe Burrow, though. He's not winning it. Even if they squeak into the playoffs, if the Broncos lose, Dolphins lose, and they win, I think 9-8, MVP, to a 14 win, to a two-seed 14 win.
You know what's crazy? And I know it's different now, but the Jets went to two AFC championship games, what, 8-8?
Yeah.
9-7?
But Mark Sanchez was never going to be MVP.
No, I know, but I'm just saying from the standpoint of how we look at records and how we view, like, you know, the standings and stuff like that. Is like, I mean, you look at the NFC South. I mean, how many wins does Tampa have? 9?
Yes.
Right. Like,
Baker Mayfield, by the way, not a Pro Bowler, even though this season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Steelers not. With better numbers than all the guys that.
But he'll get in.
That makes sense, though.
One of these players, like, they're going to need a lot of alternates. I bet you Zach Sealer ends up going. But he should have been an initial one.
You think Baker should have went, though?
I think I'm.
What team do you think had the most?
I think the Ravens, right? Didn't they have the most?
Yeah. Mm. They had like eight or seven?
I think they had nine
Pro Bowlers. You got to win a championship then.
You know they have Pro Bowl long snappers?
Dude, what an incredible.
But I'm guessing. Oh. I'm guessing that if your punter goes, your long snapper goes.
What?
I'm
going to just put that out there.
I don't know. I read this incredible article. It was by Barry Jackson, who did a deep dive onto the Dolphins' season-long search for new long snappers. And, I mean, it was so good. And Danny Crossman sounds like, who, you know, nobody's a big fan of, but he sounds like he's been stressed all year about this. Because basically when you're trotting six long snappers out there all season, he's like, you're basically just waiting on disaster. Like, it's going to strike. You just feel like this is going to happen at one point. But it didn't. They were able to do it. And but apparently there is a list. There's a master list of long snappers.
Wow.
Because he's like, well, what happens if somebody gets into a car accident? You know? I'm like, all right. Now, for whatever reason, the Dolphins long snapper, Blake Ferguson, nobody can reveal what happened to him this year. They don't know if it's related. I guess he has diabetes type 1.
Someone told me it was something diabetes.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. But they were able to get through this entire year just changing long snappers. It was incredible.
Right.
They probably would have kept DeLong-Zember if they thought he was ever going to, if they didn't think he was going to come back, they probably would have just kept one of the guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm looking at the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And it, Logan Cook is the punter. And Ross Matisic.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Is the long snapper, both from Jacksonville.
Ah, well, they need somebody.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me see if it's there. Because I think the Vikings punter went, but I don't know if. Hold on. Let me look right now. NFC. Nope. Punter, Jack Fox. Long snapper, Andrew DiPaola, Minnesota. So, no, that's not accurate.
So he really snapped his way to the Pro Bowl.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody has to had to punt a lot this year, it was the Jaguars.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. What else you got in the mixed bag, Mark?
Two Pro Bowlers and Dolphins have none. Chew on that for a second.
Yeah, I know.
We went from MVP consideration to the actual Peach Bowl MVP for the first time in either 26 or 36 years. Can't remember.
Old Cam Scataboo.
Old Cam, which, by the way, spelled his name wrong. But
what?
He spelled his own name wrong.
It's Scataboo. They call him Scataboo, but it's Scataboo. It would be two.
It's the other way. No, because it is Boo. It is Boo, correct. But it's spelled like Bo. So he spelled his name wrong. Anyway, this is him on what Arizona State meant to him.
ASU has changed my life forever, in a good way. Simple. They've supported me through everything, put me in a position to be successful. So I thank everybody in the ASU community, and you know, Coach Dillingham and his staff, and this kid next to me right here. They changed my life forever.
Listen, maybe the Dolphins look at him and they say, Alec Engel getting a little long in the tooth. You know,
wait, he ain't gonna be no damn Alex Engel.
What do you mean?
You see that dude run the football and you gonna make him Alex Engel? I mean, your ass should be fired right away.
Tangibles, dude. Just saying what
you're
it
doing,
is.
You're doing it. What do you mean I'm doing it right now?
You know he's gonna end up being Alex Engel,
I'm
dude.
I'm gonna tell you right now, don't ever accuse me of doing what you just did.
That was questionable activity.
Right? White running back? Yeah. Oh, Alex Engel.
All right.
That's what you just did.
What do you think he's going to be? You think he's going to be...
He's going to be a runner.
You think he's going to be Intangibles Maurice Jones-Drew?
No. He's going to be who's due from Mike Allstott?
Oh,
really? Oh, and why is he going to be Mike Allstott, dude?
Okay.
Because that's how he runs.
What are we doing here, guys? What are we doing here? Huh?
What else is he going to be? Peyton Hillis?
Oh, yeah.
Peyton Hillis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. A bruiser.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a lot of other bruisers.
You're going to name. Can I just say something? You scolded me for calling him Alec Ingold. You did the exact same thing with more credentialed Ingolds.
No, I didn't. They're not Alex Ingold. Alex Ingold is a fullback.
Okay, dude.
So was Mike Allstott, dude. You know what?
No, he wasn't.
He was both. He wore a neck brace.
Ball carrier.
Can't wear a neck brace and not be a fullback.
I can't. Hold on.
Yeah.
What you, like... No, there's a difference in what we did.
No, okay? No.
Hold on. Let me explain.
He even said Maurice Jones-Drew.
I picked other intangibles to compare him.
Yeah. I just picked Maurice Jones-Drew because he's 5'6".
Correct.
Scatterbo's 5'6"?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Dude?
He's 5'6"?
That's right. Yep.
I take all that back. I thought he was a giant.
You apologize to me then. See, I told you.
He's not 5'6".
Dude, go Google Scataboo right now. He's 5'6".
Hold on. Cam, hold on. We're going to do this on
I didn't expect to actually Google. I didn't think it was actually.
Unless we have like a
5'11", jackass.
Dude.
5'11". He ain't no 5'6".
I'm telling you right now, Google has him at 5'6".
No.
Somebody must have hacked his Google.
5'11", 215. So basically he's the same my size.
Okay. I'm telling you
what
right
now. What are you doing?
I'm telling you right. Marcos, am I lying? Come here.
All right.
Get over here.
Soon as you leave that room, I'm a cuss.
I swear to God, I'm not like making this up. You Google Cam Scataboo, but it's his height at 5'6". Look.
Google's got him at 5'6".
5'6", and on his Wikipedia, too.
That's so strange. No, I literally just pulled him up, and it said 5'11", 215.
You know what? This is probably like the Vijay Singh thing that we had. There must be another Cam Scataboo that's short.
I'm telling you. Go, just pull up Cam Scataboo.
I see what you're saying. If I click on his profile for the website, it does say 5'11".
Right. 5'6".
Still, though.
That, you can see that guy on a football field.
All right, Listen, let me just say
standing
this.
Standing next to the quarterback taking the handoff, that ain't 5'6".
All right, let me just say this.
Like, use your brain.
Don't get mad at me. I'm just doing what the rule said.
You have to be 5'8 for that to be possible.
First of all, I don't know how tall Arizona State players are. All right, that's one. All right, second of all.
You know the quarterback ain't 5'8"?
I don't know that. I don't know what the Sun Devils are up to.
Hey, you want to talk about mobile?
Yeah, it's wheels. I can't believe they lost that game.
Yeah.
I can't either.
Fourth
and 13.
Anyway, Scataboo. Next to Alec Ingold.
Oh, he's not.